candidates are using technology to their advantage by text messaging the most important aspects of their campaign to supporters. At the same time, however, ordinary Zimbabweans are also forwarding jokes about the presidential hopefuls to one another. One of the most popular messages at the moment among Simpare residents is an SMS that reads, "President Robert Mugabe should be sent to farms, while Morgan Tsvangirai of the opposition MDC should be sent to school, and Simba Makoni must be allowed to rule." The message is believed to be the brainchild of Makoni's supporters. Their play on words reminds members of the public of President Mugabe's controversial land reform program while making fun of Tsvangirai's less than stellar educational background. Of course, being Makoni supporters, it is clear they believe the former finance minister's charisma speaks for itself. While sending text messages is a relatively cheap and direct campaign tool, the three major providers, NetOne, Econet, and Telecel, have acknowledged many messages have not been delivered because networks have crashed. A Telecel official who requested anonymity says many customers complain they are failing to make calls and battle to send messages. Another of Makoni's campaign messages during the round tackles the poor power supply, also called Simba in vernacular. The SMS reads, "There is no power in Zimbabwe. Water is no power. The currency is no power. Everything in Zimbabwe is no power. So vote for someone with power. Vote Simba Makoni." Considering the mounting challenges faced by Zimbabweans, some say at least the text messages bring a smile to their faces. Some of MDC's songs have been turned into ringtones by the party's faithfuls. Some songs available on the Combat Disc ask, "Have you not suffered enough? Why continue voting for ZANU-PF?" ZANU-PF's ringtones and screensavers for cell phones are more conventional. Many feature the mechanization program with images of farming implements like tractors and harvesters. Ringtones have the following messages: "Give land to the people. Vote President Mugabe. President Mugabe, the revolutionary and visionary leader, and Zimbabwe will never be a colony again." Kudakwashe Maposhere of Mutare says the messages are influencing opinion.
"Ndinoona kunga zvinoshanda zvinoenderana nekuti bato ratumira mamessage acho ndebato ripi."
The messages and ringtones on cell phones have an impact depending on who is sending them. Messages and ringtones play a major role in trying to sway people's behavior in an election.
But Zimunya resident Pedsai Marange disagrees. The 35-year-old says the hype surrounding text messages on cell phones won't have any impact on voting behavior.
"I do not know much about these messages, and in any case, this will not make any impact on us. We will not be swayed, as we already know who we are going to vote for. What is important is to ensure there is change of government."
His view is shared by the Center for Research and Development's Farai Maguhu. He says many are already convinced on which party they are going to vote for. Maguhu says modern technology only helps in terms of creating light-hearted moments at a time when there is very little for Zimbabweans to laugh about. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mtare, I am Lloyd Damoy.